Welcome to official visit season. Merry Christmas, everybody. Big question here. Is this going to be a Merry Christmas, or are we all getting a lump of coal? Let's talk.
Welcome to the Bucky Report, your destination for all things Wisconsin Badgers. Authentic takes.
Oh, my God.
Game analysis.
Touchdown, Badgers! Ring one up!
And discussion from the fan perspective.
Woohoo!
Thanks for joining us, and on Wisconsin.
Welcome, everybody, to everyone who joined last night and... Nick had a long day, and I was tired, so I'm going to put this one on me. I wanted some sleep, so I was like, oh, we'll wait, and we'll get a chance to go over things a little bit today. But here we are, week one of official visit season, which are notorious for being the weekends where the most like commits tend to pop in terms of Luke Fickell and across the college landscape in general. We have our good friend Nick Osen here today to talk about the players that are going to be here this weekend. And we'll go over some of the guys who we think are possible recruit or commit watch. So Nick, thanks for coming.
How are you, Justin, doing? Of course, man. Thank you. You know, it's a pleasure. And I want to say, you know, sorry guys for last night, if you were tuning in as well, I was willing to do a midnight show, but we needed a little sleep. I actually wrote a story around 1:30. So it was a late one, but we're back. Lot to talk about. You know, what we're going to do with my guy Justin and then Rajiv next week is I always do a couple shows with my guys here during this season. So this will be kind of the intro one, some projections, like you said, and then next week a little more breaking it down.
Absolutely. So with that said, guys, this isn't going to be an hour-long show. Just want to give you a heads up. We're just going to kind of dive into who's all visiting this weekend, kind of go over the guys who are not committed, who are going to be here, and we're going to make it – it's going to be a quick one. Like 20 minutes, half hour. We'll take a couple of your questions here, maybe. Nick may dip out, but worst case, I'll go over some stuff with you if Nick has to take off. So first things first, Nick, you want to go over the guys who are committed who are going to be here this weekend?
Yeah, happy to. So the expectation, Justin, is every single commit, and I will just briefly run through them, you know, in order. That's Ethan McIntosh, Coors Loken, Dustin Roach, Cole Ryder, Isaac Miller, Mallinger Twins, Jack Sorge, DJ Davis, Will Zaccanino, David Hill, Keaton Wallen. Now, the one I hadn't said yet is Kingston Allen. He is expected in town this weekend. So it is the whole class, but the great athlete that he is, the last day and a half, he has been at, I believe, sectionals for track and field. So just getting in a little bit later. But, Justin, I'm sure you're about it as well. I love, especially with so much of the in-state focus, that some of these guys will be at several weekends. I love that they're actual official visits they're all doing together. I know that, you know, you've been sitting on the boards. We've been on the boards all day. Like, guys are posting with each other. You know, they're showing love. That stuff is important, not just for the old bonding chemistry, but also it helps keep classes together. And chemistry does kind of prevent, you know, potential other visits and such, too.
Absolutely. And that was one of the things that was legitimately my concern. And I'm glad to hear a lot of these guys are planning on coming back for other weekends, because I had fear here when I saw that all these guys were coming in on weekend one. I'm like, having your commits on campus is such a huge factor in being able to lock guys down. I think your best, like, listen, it's great to have a great recruiting staff. In my opinion, the best recruiters you can have on a given weekend and for official visits are the other guys. Mm-hmm. Those are the guys, like, they can just relate to each other on a different level than a coach can. You absolutely can create a great relationship with a coach, but these guys are going to come together, and this is where you start forming friendships and you start looking at it like, hey, I want to play with this guy. I really like hanging out with him. We want to, you know, get together and hopefully be successful and win together at the college level. And that's such a huge factor. And being able to get those guys to come back and having the big in-state class, which probably isn't feasible if you don't, is such a huge factor on this, where you can bring them back next week in a lot of these guys.
Yeah, Justin, without a doubt, you know, I've got a story loading in the next day or so with Coors Loken, who's obviously been kind of He's very vocal, captain of the ship. Yeah, you know, kind of recruiter type. And so he told me, you know, obviously this is the official visit, so they don't necessarily do everything these next couple of weeks, you know, and they can't be paid for. But just in terms of wanting to be around campus, you know, he will be. These aren't official, but I would expect guys like, you know, Cole, Isaac, the twins, like a lot of these local guys, probably at least five or six, just to continue to do that. I mean, it's not like the expectation is they're taking other visits, right? It's their future home. They want to continue to build. And I mean, let's be honest, Justin, I know we've talked about it with Reggie, like these are very fun weekends too, if you're a recruit.
Absolutely.
So not sure why you wouldn't go. Really good sign. Ethan McIntosh, another one, obviously 15 minutes down the road. So really, really good stuff there. And then obviously, though the number's a little bit smaller, Justin, a nice group of guys in this weekend that are not committed yet.
Yeah, you want to go over the guys that are coming in?
Yeah, so I'll do the names, and then we'll get into as much as you'd like. So exactly. I just did it alphabetical for my graphics this week. Royalton Allen, defensive back from California. Darren Graham, defensive end edge type from Illinois. Jai Jones, four-star wideout from Arizona. You got Nathan Jones, another Arizona guy, linebacker. TJ Powell, wideout from Florida. Should be probably a high three, low four-star, still waiting on some ratings there. And then Makai Williams, of course, maybe the biggest name of the month for the Badgers, top 100 guy or so, top 10 to 15 defensive back, and a huge, huge target for the staff.
I'm going to throw a couple of these comments up here because I actually think we'll go over this because I think you and I probably feel the same way on this. From K. Brown, our boy, do you think they can get uncommitted guys to join this class? Absolutely. I would be shocked if there's not somebody who pops this weekend. I don't know how many. But I will also say, following that up with Will Hanna here, I'm looking at two to three, potentially a ceiling of four. I don't think there is a ceiling. Like I would, there's guys we'd be shocked by, I think, but I don't think we look at this and say that there's guys that are absolutely not a possibility this weekend. And we know, especially, let's be honest, looking at the weather report for this weekend, this is when the city of Madison absolutely kills it. Like when you get 80 degree weather, sunny, they get out on the lake and stuff like that, Madison is a city that just sells itself. And when people talk about it being one of the best college cities there are, this is what they're talking about. You get to hang out on the lake. You get to go down to, you know, hang out and go by the chairs and get ice cream and stuff like that. If they take the guys down to, you know, it's just, there's so much to do in the city. And it's such a cool city having the vibe being down on State Street and stuff like that. Like there's just a really cool college vibe when you get down there. And this is an opportunity where I think if any of these guys have taken other visits where Madison can really show itself off, especially compared to like, if you came here, you know, if it was going to be 50 and overcast, like this is just such a massive weather plays such a huge role at Wisconsin compared to some of the other places.
It really does. Like it's kind of funny, you know, the more I've done this, I think it's year three now here in Madison. It's just crazy to think about kind of the effects, but like there aren't really any better, more beautiful college campuses, Justin, at their best. So I agree it plays a huge role. I liked Will's comment. You know, I think he's probably just thinking like best case scenario. Do I think there is an exact ceiling? Not necessarily, but are there a couple guys that, you know, I've kind of been thinking about them, describing them as maybe wild cards this weekend in terms of like, you know, hey, it surprised me a little bit. I'll go to Jai Jones from Arizona.
Yep.
Now, it's been a little quiet around that recruitment entirely. I know we reported the OB weeks back. He's got one to Arizona. I'm not even sure, you know, if there are going to be more in the mix or if those are kind of the main two. So that's a guy that, like, hey, if he really fell in love with it here first trip, maybe a little bit of a surprise one. The other, of course, in that vein is Makai Williams. Now, he's been here. They've been building this relationship for 8, 10, 14 months. I got a long time, not 14, but, you know, at least 7 or 8 months. I remember when he got the offer and when that was kind of growing, even with the Florida State commitment. He loves the staff. I know he really likes it up here. I believe, you know, to kind of say it vaguely, I believe Wisconsin is ready to be competitive in this recruitment. I think they have shown that really in many of these recruitments in the class so far and getting these guys locked in. I just, that'll be the one, Justin. I'm not so sure if, hey, I'm going to call it this weekend and then maybe not see LSU or not give Florida State one last shot if he's been committed. I don't think he stays with the Seminoles, by the way. I see this as generally a Badgers versus LSU race.
So my thoughts on this are, when it comes to someone like him, this is where the weekend potentially gets you to buy in and potentially make a move. I think we would be holding on for a wild ride after that if you get it done. Because I don't see LSU. If LSU truly wants him, I think that they will continue to stay on him. And that's where your fear kind of comes with that. But I do think that we're setting up for the type of situation where we look at it and it's kind of like, this is a perfect scenario so far for what we're seeing for weather, for potential atmosphere and stuff like that, where you might be able to win a kid like that over. Because the staff has put in the hours on him. Jai Jones, I agree with you. I think that that's the one that people would be a little surprised. I know you said that this is his first visit. So it's one of those things where it's like, well, how impulsive are you? And, you know, is this a situation? Because I really do think that Madison sells the hell out of itself when you get there. And it's, we've seen this happen before. Guys who basically every weekend that since you've been covering the team and since I've been following over the probably last 4 or 5 years, there's always somebody that pops that you're not expecting.
Yeah.
What the heck? Where did this come from? So I'm really hopeful that we can have somebody that kind of surprises us a little bit. I think we won't necessarily go into who we totally think are likely, but there are some guys that we feel pretty good about. And, you know, so we're not going to burst any bubbles on some guys here, but there's a couple of guys that I think we feel good about the opportunity here. One of those is Nathan Jones. He's a guy that I know everyone's kind of been looked at him as a potential guy. He's got family here. I love his film, by the way. I know you like him. We both agree that people have been like, well, what would Nick say about his rating? I'm like, Nick is right there with me that he agrees with that rating. Ridiculous. Yeah, it's way too low.
And you should hear, I mean, like, sincerely, you know, to your credit and to both of us, like, not bursting anything, because I can say as of 5 o'clock today, like, nothing is done, you know? So, like, there obviously things have to play out. But I'm
there's nobody out of this group that has committed that we know.
So Nate Jones, we feel good about. I have for a few weeks, and I fortunately, you know, have some great relationships with that high school because of John Kamara. So I will say, you know, I've written about it a little bit that, like, some of their staff, because Nate Jones transferred into that program this year, they feel like he was one of the best players that they kind of went against these last couple of seasons. So he is a name, somebody that, you know, I think he's just showing it on his social media how much fun he is having in this great city, is cornerback Royalton Allen, another more recent offer, which I like his film about as much as any of the defensive backs they're in on. I know you and I had a nice exchange.
We did. Rajiv and I watched his film, and it was kind of surprising because we looked at it, and I'm like, we were talking about, because I thought you had mentioned that he was going to be a cornerback target for them. And I'm like, he looks really good as a safety. Like, he comes downhill and really flows to the ball. And I'm like, there's some projection here because you don't necessarily see him in coverage a ton, where I'm like, I know the physical tools are there, but I'm like, we just don't have a ton of film on him playing like in coverage and dropping back and running with somebody. So we, like Rajiv and I were talking about on the show, we're like, he looks like somebody who's going to be a safety. And Rajiv's like, oh yeah, he's a safety. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I thought Nick told me that he was a corner. And I'm like,
yeah, that's the corners now because Steeples is running that recruitment. You know, obviously some other staff has gotten involved. But that's where they like him, because we can save safeties for next week, because I've been, you know, that's a spot I feel like we've really been all over. They've got two already, so they'll take a third if it's, you know, the right fit. But I think, yeah, that's where they kind of see Allen. And just the other names to kind of circle back on, I'd love to take a couple questions if there are some. I haven't hit the chat too much. But Darren Graham, that's been, again, a kind of a quieter recruitment.
It has.
It's Wisconsin and Ole Miss to really watch out for, with Purdue in the mix as well. I think Purdue has taken the place of Georgia Tech for an OB. Okay. So we'll see. Like, he's one I would truly say, if you told me he ended up a Badger by Tuesday or Wednesday, I'd believe it. If you said, hey, he needs to see Ole Miss and he ends up there, like, The thing that the Badgers have there is obviously Matt Mitchell is one of the best. True. And Matt Mitchell is one of the best closers on the staff, as we've seen with a couple of your favorites in the past. Williams, Clayton, like several guys. And then just the last name, TJ Powell. Now, we texted in our group about some of the film. I love the kid's film. It's unfortunate that 247 has taken a little while to get him rated. I understand accuracy, but like, he's been a power, you know, conference guy for a long time. I think that there are maybe guys that they're in on a receiver with maybe a higher ceiling or two, but like, just the complete nature of his game, his hands, his body control, red zone threat.
Really high points.
Love his ability. Another first trip. Just looking real quick. Allen, Jai Jones, Powell. And I guess Nate Jones technically first trip to Madison for a Badgers visit. So four of these guys, it's their first trip with Wisconsin. Really intriguing. If you asked me to kind of call my shot, I'd probably say, you know, maybe a couple make their calls this weekend, and I'll say they get four out of these six overall, but maybe doesn't happen this week.
Okay. So, and what I'll say on someone like Powell is I kind of agree with you. Like my ideal class, and this was one of the things that I said about Jones, because somebody I was going back and forth with on the site was, I don't know totally what he is, because there's a lot of go routes and posts and corner routes that he runs on his film. And I'm like, some of the other guys like Powell give you a little bit more in terms of the route concepts and stuff that they run. And you could see his route running. I actually think that from a polished standpoint, Powell's pretty darn polished.
I think he's awesome. I like
him there. Mm-hmm. You're talking about man-child receiver. That's Steele Harris. He'll be coming in next weekend. Mm-hmm. I told you he reminds me of James Jones. I just think they move the same way. Like, they kind of have that athletic. He's, for a receiver, he kind of looks plotty. Like, it's, and I don't mean that in a bad way, like he's slow, but he just looks like a stocky receiver where you're kind of like, he's not somebody that's going to shock you with like, whoa, where'd that burst come from? But he's a guy who is athletic and like a thicker build at wide receiver. And he really attacks the ball. He's got strong hands.
Great hands. You know, that's it. It's not an exact comp for me, but it's a similar one. Like, obviously, I saw James Jones a good amount live, went on to have a great career in the pros. So I get that, man. It makes sense. No, I think it's a good group, though. Again, I really like that they did all the commits together. Because as we know, as I've said for probably a few months, like, they're only looking to fill seven or eight more spots, Justin. You know,
it's, you think it's going to be that low?
20 or 21? Yeah. I mean, could they do a flip or so in the fall? Sure. But, like, I'm trusting, you know, kind of
no, I know.
What I've heard. And so,
like there's a lot of bodies visiting for us to only.
Well, there are. And level. I think it is to get, you know, maybe pressure on some guys or, hey, insurance policies, like making sure that they do get the guys. But yeah, if it's much more than that, I'd be pretty surprised. If there are any questions, you know, I'm happy to take them. These are some of our favorite weekends. You know, that third one is always kind of like maybe a couple visitors, and then of course some of the younger guys come in. But these next 2 weeks, I will be doing this great show with our guys.
Is there anyone that they would have liked to have had this weekend that it was just, it didn't work out from a scheduling standpoint? Cause I know that this is their weekend that they love to, but from like, sometimes it's just a logistical issue where guys have, you know, sports going on or whatever, and they just can't make it for the weekend. And that's why I look at it. I'm like, we look at the board and we normally say the first weekend is the ideal weekend, but that doesn't mean that everybody's capable of coming in that weekend.
No. And it doesn't mean that, frankly, I mean, it doesn't mean that Wisconsin tried to get everyone here this weekend, too, if that makes sense, because you don't want to have 28 visitors for just throwing out a number, but for 20 staffers. You know what I mean? Like, there's around there. But, of course, you want everybody to be taken care of. I'm chuckling at these comments. I mean, you guys are awesome. I hope, Mr. Rocktober, it couldn't have been more different than hungover. I actually was working until about 2:30. I think that Royalton Allen story published at about 2:10. I watched some Spurs highlights and went to bed. So it was a late one in that sense. But no, Justin, I mean, my mind went to Steele Harris. Like that was the hope. We talked last week. I think initially it was that. And then about 3 or 4 days later, he told me that it was going to be that second weekend. So, like, he's maybe one, but not a ton, I really heard, because, like I said, they didn't want to go, you know, overboard in any sense, and they wanted to keep the glue together.
Okay. I'm going to throw this up here from Kevin Brown again. Do we have any Amari Latimer situations developing? Now, Nick knows that I was pretty ahead of the curve on this one of not loving how that the energy that was associated with that recruitment. I haven't picked up that vibe from anybody they're recruiting this cycle. Like, there's nobody I look at that I'm like, it feels like we're being strung along. The closest thing to anybody that's even in that ballpark, I think, would be like Makai Williams is somebody who has the possibility of going to multiple high-end schools where somebody may continue to recruit him. And he may, like, there's a possibility of flip. Most of these guys, I look at it and I'm kind of like, I don't see them really entertaining much after the fact. Wisconsin's
well, let's be honest, it helps when so much of the class is so close to home,
yeah,
right? Where there absolutely is that,
and that's a big factor in it, to be clear.
It really is. Rocktober made me chuckle again with the PTSD topic. You know, KB, good question. I mean, let's be honest here. I will say, I'll give Justin credit. I remember this dude texting me April, May, June. Like, he didn't feel great about that. I never felt great, but not as well called as Justin had. Look, I guess, to be fair, we didn't know it was going to go fully to those lengths around this time. I mean, I obviously got very close to that family, that recruitment. It was about a month later. I was in Georgia seeing them. So, no, I haven't even heard of, like, really whispers of other guys taking or thinking about visits. I mean, I think this group is really, really special.
Yeah, I think I look at it, and of the people who you look at, that there's potentially that level of competition associated with it. It would be like you're seeing Zion, who is somebody that you're like, okay, he's going to have people coming at him probably until the day he signs on the dotted line. Fannin Steele, you know, depending upon what happens there. Like, I look at that one and I'm like, if he comes in the second weekend and Wisconsin somehow does flip him, I wonder if that's going to be like the girlfriend situation where, like, you're not paying attention to her enough, and then suddenly some other guy comes in and steals her away, and you're the guy who's trying to get her back. Like, that's what I, like, the vibe I would get from, like, we'll find out how bad Texas Tech wants it. My understanding, and this is the feel I've gotten from that school since the money became a part of it, I think they do a really good job of evaluating. But I do think that they do have some hiccups in their recruiting right now in terms of how they handle their business. And we saw this kind of when the transfer portal was open with Trick and who is the other cat that we were looking at linebacker or edge, that he was there too. And then they got Trick and then he bailed.
Wendell Gregory?
Yes. And it was like they have a tendency to play some of these games where maybe they're telling, you know, talking in out of one side of their mouth and, you know,
yeah. And to be fair, I don't know if it's that type of situation.
I'm not talking about that either. I'm just saying I don't know if they're perfect in terms of how they handle some of their stuff on the recruiting end. And I wonder if
that's just a hilarious comment. Oh, that's awesome. That's good stuff.
That's not how I do business, KB.
You guys are awesome. I will just add, and again, I'll be on with these guys probably breaking down the next weekend, one with our guy Ryan here soon too. But I just want to say, you know, I feel good about this group, but it's still early in the weekend. The goal is to have kind of an updates type of story Saturday. I'm definitely working ahead on some things. But guys, I mean, we've had some updates really throughout the day, even little notes and things like player hosts and stuff. Going well so far. I see the guys are out on the water now. I've got a big window, so I'm just checking out the sun myself. But Justin, if you want to throw me a hardball with this group, fastball, or even just out of these, like, all the targets, and then I'll jump out.
Yeah, I mean, so let's go into this just a kind of broad view here. I know last year we feel like there were some mistakes that were made in terms of maybe canceling some visits and that have been maybe jumping the gun a little bit on that, just how the cycle played out. Like, had the season gone better, maybe that doesn't matter as much. And so I wonder, do you think that the staff has kind of learned a lesson from that? And they're like, I'm very much watching this second weekend and even the third to see, all right, do we just decide to continue these visits? And maybe you don't put the full court press as much on, but you at least leave a good memory in the kid's head that if they end up choosing somewhere else, you have now established, you know, hey, we had a really nice visit and the opportunity is still there, because you're not going to get that opportunity late in the cycle if you continue to working on it or something changes. The way you can set a memory in these, like, these are core memories from a recruiting standpoint.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a great question, man. Truly. You know, I think there was, yeah, maybe one or two last year where, like, hey, why not? I know one, I think that you felt was like Estrada, I think at running back, and, yeah, you know, a couple of guys like that. I absolutely
brought him in 100%. But
I will say, and I'm not looking to just defend, like I said, it's a really good question. I do think they're doing well at stacking, you know, positions and visitors, but they were caught between a rock and a hard place with the Army recruitment, as we saw into December. So that's a unique one. But, yeah, I think my mind goes to, Justin, you know, corners and safeties. Like, they already have two safeties, and they're having some dudes still coming up on visits. Mm-hmm. So I think so. I also think it helps, frankly, that there's more money to utilize now. I think that this is a younger roster, even after the kind of portal surge. So it'll be really interesting, but I appreciate you, man. Always, you know, I got a big smile talking with you guys. I know you'll be just wrapping up here in a few, and we'll be texting.
I think we're going to wrap up now, because I think this kind of does it. We weren't going to go too in depth on this. I know we're going to go in next week, and we're going to kind of recap things from this weekend, and hopefully we'll have some really good news, but more or less, we wanted this show to be just kind of a rundown of who's all going to be coming this weekend. And kind of some ideas, like, we feel good about some, like, there's going to be people that we think pop for sure. And given the way Madison is going to play up this weekend, like, it wouldn't shock me if some people get caught up in the moment and kind of run with it, because the vibe that's going to be coming out of there, 80 degree weather, like, you can do basically anything you want to there. It's going to be an awesome weekend for these kids.
Absolutely. No, it is a great, great spot that we get to be, that you get to visit here soon as well. So appreciate you having me. Thank you guys for listening, and you'll see the three of us here together in the next week or so.
All right. Well, that said, guys, once again, if you like the show, like, subscribe, and we will talk to you on Sunday.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the show, subscribe to our YouTube channel at The Bucky Report or The Bucky Report Podcast from wherever you get your content. Until next time, on Wisconsin!